In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good afternoon. It's good to see you. You're praying the rosary really well. It looks like, Anna, you've had another child. That's awesome. No, not natural born. No, no. Good. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Krista probably deserves more and more brothers and sisters. She's such an awesome young lady. She'd turn out just as well, I'm sure, this one. So we have a couple of announcements that I want to make to you. One is that in the back of the church, there's still some more of those missalettes. If you haven't taken one home for you and your family, take them home. They're not there just to stay on the table. You're doing a much better job than they are in Santa Rosa taking those home. So keep taking them home so that you can have something to practice with, to read, to make sure you stay up with the readings even over the course of the week. Maybe even use it to brush up on your Spanish so we can have more who are approved and able to proclaim the Word of God in Spanish. A second thing to keep note of is that in just a couple of weeks, the Catholic daughters are going to be coming here to our parish to be able to help you, many of you, a voice that you'd like to be, to form your own branch of the Catholic daughters here. That's also here, as well as the group in Tucumcari wants to do the same thing. And so they're working on it. We were going to do it before this whole COVID situation occurred, but then we were way late for a while, and so now we're going to start again. So be on the lookout for that. As soon as we have a date, we'll make sure that the parish knows, not just the precious few who've been contacted at that, who were previously notified of it. And finally, one last thing, which goes directly to where the direction of the homily will be. Because there's been such unrest within our hearts, violence in our nation, and chaos on our political scenes, even violence on our streets, and since confusion reigns both morally and politically in this time, and we've got an election that's coming up, that all of which always seem to determine the direction for which the United States is going to go, or whether we're going to hasten in one direction or the other, the wrong choice would be destructive for us. So as a parish, what are we going to do? As a parish, we're going to take the most powerful weapon that we have in our arsenal across the world to fight for truth, goodness, and virtue for our nation. We're going to take up Our Lady's Rosary. The Rosary. That's the most powerful weapon that we have. And call upon Our Lady, who is basically like our 12-star general, and to be able to ask her to do battle for us, to crush the wicked head of the evil serpent, just like you see underneath the statues that we have of here within our church. We're going to do a 54-day Rosary. A Rosary Novena, beginning on Tuesday the 8th. Actually, in our parish, we're going to start a day early because I'm not going to be here on Tuesday. But let's go ahead and make it a 55-day Novena instead. Normally, it's just 54. But we'll start here tomorrow as well, but especially on the 8th, which is Our Lady's birthday, sort of like a gift to her. And we'll end on the 1st of November, which, just in case you're counting, that's not Father's birthday. That's 2 days later, if you wanted to pencil that in to make note of it. We'll start there just 2 days before the election. We'll conclude it. And we're going to pray every day 20 minutes before we start Mass, same time in Santa Rosa as it is here, 20 minutes before every Mass, about 5:10. So whether you can be here present for that, or whether you're going to do it at home so that we can all be praying at the same time in our own way. We need everybody, though, to be praying for 54 days together, all of our prayer warriors gathered together. Why pray together rather than alone? Here's the reason why. Because when you pray the rosary, you pray one rosary. But when you pray together, you pray two rosaries, or five rosaries, or 10 rosaries, or 100 rosaries. You get the merit, each individually, of all the rosaries which have been prayed as though you had prayed them all yourself. That's what we call spiritual multiplication. That's the principle of the spiritual life. And so that's why, as the scripture spoke about today at the end of the gospel, where two or three are gathered, I am there in their midst if they agree on anything. That's what we're going to do. The first 27 days, we're going to ask our Blessed Mother to guide and grace this electoral process, but at the second 27 days, we're just going to give thanks to our Lord and our Lady, whatever the outcome may be. Because what we know is that Our Lady said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. She didn't say in the year 2020. She didn't say in Fort Sumner or New Mexico, the United States. She said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. And so we give thanks for anything, because what our Lord and Lady are doing, they're guiding all of time and eternity toward the same direction of triumph. Let's see what our Lord has to say to us in the readings. Ezekiel 33 and Psalm 95 say, you, son of man, I have appointed as watchman over the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn the people for me. Say this, oh, that today you would hear the voice of the Lord. Harden not your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The rosary is powerful. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Blessed Pope Pius IX, he said, if you were to give me an army that was praying the rosary, I would be able to conquer the world. St. Padre Pio said that the rosary is the weapon for our times. What promises does Our Lady attach to the rosary? She's attached 15 promises to the rosary. She gave those to St. Alain de la Roche. I can't give you them all because of time constraints today, but I'll give you a couple of them. The second promise she gives is, I promise my special protection and greatest graces to all those who should recite the rosary. Her third promise was that the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice. It will decrease sin. It will defeat heresies. The fifth promise, the soul which prays the rosary for itself shall not die the second death. That means you're not going to go to hell. The seventh promise, whoever shall have true devotion to the rosary shall not die without receiving the sacraments of the church, no matter what's going on in the exterior situation. Includes now. The 12th promise, those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided in all the necessities of their life. The 13th is powerful. 13th, I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the rosary shall have for their intercessions the entire celestial court during the course of their lives. and especially at the hour of their death. Think about that. Think about that. Our Lady said that those who pray the rosary, that vice will be destroyed within their lives, sin will decrease, and heresies will be defeated. That they'll have the entire court of heaven interceding for them all throughout their life, but especially at the hour of their death. They shall not die without the sacraments of the church, no matter what is going on, even during a time of COVID, when they say we can't get inside the hospitals. They'll still get them. Talk to Paul Chavez, who died last week. You know that that's true. He says they will not go to hell. They will not experience the second death. What's more than that is, though there could be anything more than a promise which has already been given for centuries, the popes have talked about it and have emphatically encouraged the faithful to pray the rosary daily. I can go through them all, but here are just a few. Pope Leo XIII, who wrote many encyclicals, more than 10, just on the rosary, said this. He said, the rosary is the most excellent form of prayer, the most effective means of attaining eternal life. It is a remedy for all of our evils, the root of all our blessings. There is no more excellent way of praying than the most holy rosary. It is a powerful means for renewing our courage, especially when it's flagging and faltering. Pope Pius XI, he said, the rosary is a powerful weapon to put demons to flight and to keep oneself from sin. If you desire peace in your hearts, peace in your families, peace in your nations, he says, assemble each evening to recite the rosary. Let not even a single day pass without saying it, no matter how burdened you may be with many cares and labors. Blessed Pope Pius IX. He says, among the devotions approved by the church, none has been favored by so many miracles as the rosary devotion. I can't tell you the stories this week. You'll hear them in future weeks. Pope Pius XII. He says that there is no more sure means of calling down God's blessings upon the family than the daily recitation of the Most Holy Rosary. What about the great saint of the rosary? Great saint of Our Lady, Saint Louis de Montfort, writing during the very time of the French Revolution, the great violence that was going on in the country at that time. He said that if you say the rosary faithfully unto death, I assure you that in spite of the great gravity of your many sins, no matter how great they are, you shall receive the never-fading crown of glory. So I just want to close with a few words taken from a conversation that Father Fuentes, the postulator of Saints Jacinta and Francisco, the Fatima Seers, had with Lucia during the end of her life here in 1957. Here was an interview that she had, and these are just the words of Sister Lucia. By the way, watch that movie on Fatima. It just came out. You can rent it on Amazon. I hear it's great. This is what she says, Sister Lucia. She says, Father, the Most Holy Virgin is very sad because no one has paid any attention to her message, neither the good nor the bad. The good continue on their way without giving any importance to her message. And the bad, not seeing the punishment of God actually falling down upon them, continue the life of sin without even caring about the message. Father, we should not wait for an appeal to the world to come from Rome on the part of the Holy Father to do penance. Nor shall we wait for a call for penance to come from our bishops or our diocese, nor from the religious congregations. No, our Lord has already and very often used these means, and the world has paid no attention. That's why it is necessary now for each of us to reform himself spiritually. Each person must not only seek to save his own soul, but also to help the souls that God has placed in our path. Father, from now on, we must choose sides. Either we are for God or we are for the devil. There is no in-between. She continues, look, Father, the Most Holy Virgin has given a new efficacy for the recitation of the rosary. She has given the efficacy to such an extent that there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, whether temporal or above all spiritual, in the personal life of each one of us, of our families, of the families of the world, or of the religious communities, or even of the life of peoples and nations, that cannot be solved by the rosary. There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the rosary. With the Holy Rosary, we shall save ourselves. We will sanctify ourselves. We will console our Lord and obtain the salvation of many souls. Father, there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Holy Rosary. With the Holy Rosary, we will save ourselves. With the Holy Rosary, we will sanctify ourselves. With the Holy Rosary, we will console the Lord and obtain the salvation of many souls. Remember the promises of Our Lady. She said that whoever should have devotion to the Holy Rosary will not die without the sacraments of the Church, even during a time like ours of COVID. That souls that pray the Rosary for themselves shall not experience the second death. There is no problem, no matter how difficult it is, that we cannot resolve by prayer the Holy Rosary. Pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary every day. Don't let a single day go by. No matter how many difficulties you have or how weighty they are, join us in our 50-day Rosary beginning tomorrow and Tuesday for Our Lady's birthday. Remember that there is no problem, no matter how difficult it is for persons, peoples, or nations, that we cannot resolve by the prayer of the Most Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.